Zech Nishmas Avimori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Sheinabas Yeshua Falk. Okay. So yesterday we skipped to packet Yud because there was a problem with packet tests. So we did that tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, right, about the cholera epidemic and Yom Kippur, and a very fascinating tshuva of how he dealt with it, etc. We have more things from the Chasam Sofer regarding Magefos and from Rabbi Kiva Eger later in the summer, Bezer Hashem. Okay. Is Ilan yet here? Where's David Kirsch? Okay, is Ilan, are you in contact with Ilan now? I just spoke to him.
Yeah, we finished 10:55, so we should be on in a minute.
Okay, just tell him to put it on to send it to Dr. Levy.
I'll call him quickly.
Okay. So...
he can send it to everyone.
Yeah, he sent it to everyone. Okay.
All right, I'll tell him to send it out.
Okay, because we're going to start today with the tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz was from the Gedolei HaPoskim, and he wrote many, many tshuvas, and they're all very, very significant. Psak Halacha of David Ben Zimra on page 11, and then
the tshuva. Yes. So, Rabbi, the Radvaz is on the original one.
Yeah.
Anyways.
The whole Radvaz?
Yeah.
11, 12, and 13 are in the original? Then there's 14.
No, just 11, 12.
Okay, so we'll start with 11, 12. Hopefully, by the time we get to 13, if it'll be today even. So everyone has 11 and 12 in the Radvaz?
11 is just a stone block.
What?
11 is just a stone block. You only have
12,
really.
Oh. The 11 is the Sharblat 12. Okay, so we'll start with the page 12, the Shela. And then we'll, hopefully when we get to 13, Ilan will have sent it out. Okay, so let's see the page 12 of the Radvaz. This is the old printing. They have a newer printing of the Radvaz now as well. But this is the old printing. But now that the library is closed, but I have the great fortune of Rav Avram Levitt helping me out on the Otzar HaChochma, so we get to make the packets. But sometimes the Otzar HaChochma doesn't always have the most recent editions. I always try to give you the most updated, nice editions, but in certain Sfarim they have it, in certain Sfarim they don't, so we'll manage. Okay, let's see. She'ela sha'alta mimena yedid nafshi al chode she'omer tzarich ani l'trufa plonis. A chole says, I need a particular medicine. She'esh ba'achil Shabbos. In other words, to get this medicine, either procuring it or making it, there's going to be some Chil Shabbos involved in procuring this particular medicine. But the Chola says, this is the medicine I need. The Rofe Omer Einu Tzarech. And the Rofe says, no, he doesn't need this particular medicine. The Hu Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Ela Shatrufa Zu Sheomer Alea Omer HaRofe Sheinu Tzarech La. Maymis lo osa sha'amru b'yom ha'kippurim. So he says it's parallel to what we said in the Gemara in Yuma. Chol omer tzichenu le'echol afil kuf rofim omer einu tzarech machilin osa. In other words, we have the a Gemara in B'yom Kippur means the Gemara in Yuma, where one chola says I need to eat. And 100 rofim say he doesn't. So, machilin or so. Right? We trust the chola more than we trust the doctors. And there's the same thing over here. He says he needs a particular refuah, and that refuah requires chilul Shabbos and making it or getting it or whatever it might be. So do we listen? So at first glance, you could say it's parallel to that Gemara in Yuma. The chol omer tzrichani lechol, afil kuf rofim, even 100 doctors omim eidu tzarech machilin so vachanam eloshna, the lev yodea maras nafsho. Right? Lev yodea maras nafsho. A person knows more about himself, perhaps, than a doctor could know, because he knows what he feels. V'yesh mikt...
But isn't the rule the opposite? If he says no and the doctors say yes, then he has to do it?
Right. Right, but here he's the one who's saying that's because the doctors are saying that he needs it. So we can follow the doctors for the pikuach nefesh. But here he's saying that the doctor's saying no, but he's saying yes. So it's not necessarily contradictory. In other words, it seems that we're always following the tzad that says that he needs it. If he's the one who says he needs it, and so you'll leave your damn Ras Nafsho. If they say he needs it, even though he says he doesn't, then we'll follow them. In other words, always on the side, it seems on the side of the Pikuach Nefesh, we'll always side with whoever's telling us that that there's a situation of Pikuach Nefesh over here, whether it's him or the doctors.
Okay, I got the full packet.
Okay, the full packet, everyone got?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Did you give it out to everybody?
To the chat.
Okay, everyone's sending to the chat the new packet. Okay, this page is still the same, but the new packet is now being sent out to everybody. Okay, does everyone have it? Yeah, okay. Dr. Levy, you have it too? Yeah, everyone has it. V'yesh miktzas nevonim sh'omru d'lo dam yeklal. D'bishul mogam yechila sh'ayach l'meima sh'apir lev yodeh maras nafsho. He says, maybe l'gabi yechila, whether he has to eat on Yom Kippur, so he knows whether he has to eat. Lev yodeh maras nafsho. V'al gabi shar trufos. But maybe just because the Gemara says that if a person says he needs to eat on Yom Kippur, and 100 doctors say he doesn't, so we follow him because he really knows about his, whether the hunger pains or whatever it is, he knows. But maybe, but who says he say that by medicine? Maybe by medicine, the doctors know better than him. So he says that's what some nevonim, some wise people said, that you can't make the comparison. The lo dam yeklal, the bishlo magabe achila. Shaykh Lameima Shapir Levio de Maras Nafsho. Aval Gabishar Trufos Eina Cholim Bekim Becholi Shalhem Ula Bekim Shomim Velo Lechola. So, but maybe when it comes to food, I understand. We follow the Chola. But maybe it comes to medicine. If the doctor, he says he needs a particular medicine, and that medicine requires Chil Shabbos, and they're saying not. Ula Bekim Shomim Velo Lechola. Vavagav Dekai Milan Sofik Nefoshos Lehokel. Even though we hold Sufik the Foshus Lahakel, ain't kind of feel Sufik. So he says that maybe, the first thing Ravaz says, maybe you can compare the case in the Gemara's case. This case is, again, he says he needs a particular medicine, and that is going to require Chil Shabbos to get the medicine. And the doctors say he don't. Then we have a Gemara that says that he needs to eat on the fast day, and they say not. We follow him. Lev yodeh maras nafsho. So then maybe we should follow him also, legabe, that he needs to get this medicine. Maybe it's parallel. So then, but he says, mixas and the vonim are saying that it's not so. That when it comes to food, you follow the patient. When it comes to medicine, you follow the doctors. And even though we say Suffolk nefashos lahokel, that whenever it's a Suffolk, we should be makel and bechal Shabbos or give him the food. Ein kan afilu Suffolk. So he's saying maybe over here this is not even called a Suffolk. V'lo bechalin v'siya few es varsin zu mashal lahuskar dinza b'Shabbos el gabe yom kippur. Mashal gabi shar chilul, eina din kain. In other words, because we see this halacha gabi being doche Yom Kippur. So, because that's Yom Kippur, he knows whether he has to eat or not. But whether it's a question of not Yom Kippur, it's a question of Shabbos, so that's the question of the trufas. So then, ain't it in Kain? So, v'ratzisa she'odiocha daite b'zeh. So the question it was posed to the Radvaz is, who does he agree with? In other words, when it comes to this question of, see, the Gemara says when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur, he says, I need to eat. 100 doctors say you don't. You can let him eat. But when it comes to that he needs he's a cholish yeshu bosakana, and he says he needs this particular medicine, and this medicine will require chil Shabbos, and the doctors say you don't need it. So do we follow? We say suffik nefashos, or we say this is not even a suffik. And now they're asking the Radvaz, who does he side with in this question, in the original question of Shabbos? So he says tshuva. Osom she'omrim de'ein mechalin al chole she'yesh bo sakana. V'zman she'omr tzarech ani, afil she'rofa omr ein tzarech, mikilin bepikuach nefesh. De'ein ruach hachomim noche behem she'omru hanishol harezim meguna, v'asho'ol ki'il shovech tovim. So he says, so first he says that v'zman she'omr tzarech ani, then he wins, because ain't I feel sharofa omer ain't tzarech still with makel bepikuach nefesh. He says you don't even have to compare it to the Yom Kippur case. Shrei b'Shabbos garsina nardai omri chaya. Right, a person gives birth, shlosha shiva shloshim, meaning the first 3 days she just gave birth, for the first 3 days after the leida, main amrat srichani. So whether she says she needs something that will require chil Shabbos, main amrat einat sricha, mechalin alav ez haShabbos. After the 3 days, in the 7 days, amrat srichani. Mechalin alas Hashabbos, Amra ain't a tzricha, ain't mechalin alas. Only she says tzricha. Hastama mechalin. But if she doesn't know for sure, so mechalin. But in the first 30 days, even she says tzricha ni ain't mechalin. So he says, Hakaman de chayim in ishi hichol, ashe ishbos hakana, mishlosha vat shiva. So a woman who gave birth from day 3 to day 7, even though she doesn't know whether she needs this thing that requires chil Shabbos, we're mechalin. Certainly if she said tzrichani, and I'm real gabi achil b'yom kippur. So da'acha maskin she'en shem rofeh, aval yeh shem rofeh. But who says? Maybe that's because there's no contradictory rofeh. Right? You see, in other words, you see, you follow the chaya even in a case where when it's a sakana case, even if she doesn't say for sure that she needs, we're still mechal Shabbos. But maybe that's only because there's no doctor that's saying contrary. But he says no. Havadei leisa the adkan lo amar harav elhecha the amar ihi lo tzricha elhecha the amar tzricha ani la shomim velo the rofe. If they both say she doesn't need, she says she doesn't need, and the doctor says she doesn't need, so it's you're not mechal Shabbos. From echad mehem omer tzricha ani afal pi she'echad omer ainet tzricha mechalin. So he says, so therefore you are mechal Shabbos, even if the doctor says she doesn't need, she says, or he says he does need, then that's called Safek Pikuach Nefesh.
Rabbi,
question. By the whole notion of Otto Yodea Moras Matro.
Yeah.
Do we interpret that assumption based on whether the patient is serious, a serious Yerushalmayim, or he's just a letz?
Yeah, that's a good question. In other words, do we make a chilek between his Yerushalmayim is just a kal? It's just a kal.
A letz.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess that's a good point. But then it's hard to know. Then, you know, Hela Dover Sof. You're right. I don't know if I think he's assuming that it's a Yirei Shemayim.
Yeah, but what if the case in front of us is one of someone who's definitely not?
Right. Okay. I hear. I can't say for sure, but I hear what you're saying. So that's what he's saying, that you always will follow. If the Cholo says he needs to be Mechal Shabbos, just like when the Gemara says the Cholo says he needs to eat on Yom Kippur, even 100 doctors say no, then you follow the Cholo. So if the Cholo says he needs Chilul Shabbos to be done for him, so you do it. I look at the top of the page 13 on the left side. Mashman and Shalim B'chole im Omer Shetzarech. Ani Mechalim V'osin Kol Masher Gilim Lassos Loso Choli V'afal Pisha Rofi Omer Ein Tzarech. Uklal Godol Yesh B'yodish HaShabbos D'chuyah He Eitzel Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakonis. Right? That's what we were discussing a lot, whether Shabbos is Chutra D'chuyah. He says, he thinks the Pashas is it's D'chuyah. Have a low Chutra Shabbos Eitzel Chola V'lov Mina K'chol. It's not mamish like a weekday. He hates that meaning Yontav Sheni. By Yontav Sheni, we say that it's L'gabe Meis, you could bury a mace on Yontav Sheni. It's like Kechol. So that's like Chutra Gemura. When did they, in Broyers, they stopped doing that?
What? Many years ago.
Yeah, well, when did they stop? In other words, like in Satmar, I think they...
I'm not sure. I think I know Rabbi Breuer was in favor of it. But I'm not sure when they started.
Yeah,
I know they don't do it.
Right. The Gemara says in Beitza
that
if somebody dies on Yontav Rishon, you can get a goy to bury him in Yontav Rishon, and if somebody dies on Yontav Sheni, even Israel could do the burial.
Right.
Because the Gemara says that Yontav Sheni legabe meis. Kechol,
right.
It's like a kechol. So that's like Chutra. It's like a weekday.
Right.
In Satmar they do, right? On,
yeah, Rabbi, the Hever Kaddishin Borough Park does it.
The Hever Kaddishin Borough Park does?
On Yontif.
On Yontif Rishon?
My grandfather was Nifter. They wanted to do it on Yontif.
Your grandfather was Nifter on Yontif in
Yontif.
In Borough Park.
In Borough Park,
yeah. And the Chevra Kadisha wanted to bury it with a guy.
On Yontif with the guy, yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't do it.
No. We ended up doing it the first day home.
So he says that if it's Hutra, Nafkemina Shemuto Lasos Lchola Sheish Bosakana Hadvarm Shanogim Lasos Loso Choli Bechol. If it's all Hutra, then you can do anything you would do during the week, you could do on Yontif as well, or Shabbos. Well, Eno Simlo Dvarm Sheinu Gim Lasos Loso Choli, El Al Pichacha Marofe Shomer Shatzarech. But so if you hold that it's hutra, you can do anything. So he says, if you would hold hutra, then it's mutzul asos l'chola sheish b'sakara dvarim shenogim asos l'osu choli b'chol. Aval ein osim lo dvarim she'ein regil asos l'osu choli. Al pichachem rofei shomer shatzarach. U'me'ata, ein tzarach lomar im hatrufa sheshal har hachola hi medvarim shergim asos l'osu. So what was the medicine that he was asking for? Is it something that you would normally do in a weekday? Then pshita, the l'chola shomim lo v'lo l'rofei. So then you would listen to the chola. El afilu einu mehadvarim shergim lasos shomu l'chola b'shem delev yodea maras nafsho. But if it's something that you normally would do during the week, then certainly we would listen to the chola who says he needs it now in Shabbos. If it's something that's not normally done during the week, so that's the chiddush over here. That even then we'll also, then it's not pshita, but the halacha is we listen to the chola. But if the doctor's saying, though he thinks he needs this medicine, and I think it's going to hurt him, then show him the rofe. If I feel the b'chol, came in time of Mushum Sakana, my cousin is in Samcha Chola. Because the chol is saying it's a sakana to not to give it to me, and the rofe is saying it's a sakana to give it to you. The Baki Tvei, Sakana, Oso. So he says, Umitam Shekasafti Lamala. Umitam Shekasafti Lamala Shed Dechuyahu Shabbos Eitzelchola. Velo Hutra. Like the Rashba says, So he says here, you see in the third line he says, he holds from the Shita that it's Dechuya. Dechuya Shabbos Eisachola. So he says that if it's dechuya, so then if you do it during the week, then you can do it on Shabbos because it's the dechuya. But things that you don't do during the week, then you can't. So he's saying like this: it's dechuya, so therefore you could do the things that you normally do during the week. And even if you don't do it during the week, but he's asking for it. If it would be hutra, then we would let you do things even if not things that are done during the week. But he holds it's only dechuya. That's the Radvaz, that's the Rashba. We saw the Maram Rebrutenberg says it's hutra, pikuach nefesh. But the Radvaz is saying it's dechuya. So chutra means it's like the weekday. Dechuya means it's still Shabbos, but we're pushing Shabbos aside. So then you can only push it aside if you have something very strong to push it aside with. Either the fact that you're using this to be done during the week, that's one thing, or it's something that the chola says he needs. So then, if the chol says he needs, that could push aside Shabbos. It's b'tuchuya. Or if it's something that we normally do during the week. So it's d'chuya. But if it's hutra, we would do something that for him on Shabbos, even if we didn't normally do it during the week. So aklal olam midvari elu, the time of the lay yadeh and maras nafsho, shayach bein b'achil bein b'trufa. He says that the date of Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho is bein b'achila bein b'trufa. Whether he says he needs to eat on Yom Kippur, so he knows whether he needs to eat or whether he needs to take the medicine. Al sheish chilek shim omer tzarich ani lechol, afil shomer rofe shamachal yezikenu shomer lechola. He says, but what if the doctor says the food is going to be to the detriment? Then we listen to the chola. Avil omer tzarich ani refu aplonis, but if he says I need a refuah, rofi omesh, also trufa yatikehu, then you listen to the doctor. Mishum sakaris chola, bafil b'chol. Im omer chola tzarech ani refuah plonis, rofi omer einu tzarech lo, avalo yizikenu, shomrum b'chola. So by refuah, the only time you listen to the rofi is if the rofi says that the medicine is going to hurt him. But if he's not going to hurt him, then you listen to the chola. Even though it means to get the medicine, you're going to have to be b'chal Shabbos. But he doesn't think it's going to help him. One second. He doesn't really need it. But it could help. It's not make or break. The vaday mechalin, I feel him to tzom and sveka, I sveka the fosh of the hakel. I feel sof and sveka sveka. He really needs to die to kasas. So that's interesting. That, in other words, the Rashi was giving a kula, even lamanda omar the chuyahi. He's giving a kula. What's interesting to me, I don't know what you say about this, is it's a chiddush that the Balabas even has a say in the matter about medicine. Like I can say, he has the same matter when he feels he's hungry. You know, like it's much that he has a say in the matter, even when it comes to medicine. That if he says, so the Radvaz Paskins, if the Chola says, I need this, I guess maybe he has experience of using the. Because I would think maybe one could say, well, Gabi medicine. So the Balabas the Chola's opinion is nothing. Well, what does he know for medicine? He has a. You know, like Rav Shechter said, people don't always have a right to an opinion. So what right do have an opinion he has for the medicine? And the Radvaz is saying that if the Chola says he needs a medicine and the doctors say he doesn't, it's on Shabbos. And getting the medicine for him is going to require Chil Shabbos. So the Radvaz Paskins get Michal Shabbos for him to get the medicine. When it comes to a chola saying he has to eat on Yom Kippur, and the rofe says you don't, we follow the chola. That we can understand because that's eating. Even though, but it's interesting how much we're giving the chola his opinion, you know, value. In other words, not only when it comes to food, but even the gabi the medicine. That the chola's opinion counts ad kedei kach that we're even going to be mechal Shabbos based on the chola's opinion. I mean, the chola's opinion will count even. I don't know what kind of medicine they were talking about in those days. You know, it's hard to know. Like Bizman Azeh, would we say such a thing? Bizman Azeh, like what? Like he has a daya about medicine, like over the doctor. You know.
Maybe it doesn't matter whether the medicine works or not, as long as it gives him yeast and redox. It could just be a placebo. It could just, you know, be a fake pill. If someone told him that this magic pill works, and it would give him a lot of yeast and redox, so then that should be enough, even if it has no toilet.
Right, but I don't know, Ezra, if the Radvaz was going to rise, yeast and redox, maybe is only Lamanda Omar Hutra. And he's working with the Chuya. So I think he's working that we listen to the Chola not because it'll give him Yishuv. Maybe it's just a sugar pill. Maybe it's just a fake pill. It doesn't mean anything. But if his mind, it's going to do something for him. But I think the Radvaz is saying that no, it'll have a medicinal effect. And he's having a daya in this medicinal effect. And Mashane came to Rofe saying it's not gonna help you. He thinks it will. So I don't think we do it to make him have to make him feel good. I think we do it because it's a suffix that maybe he's right over the doctor.
Which would mean that even by the Chuyah,
what?
Which would mean that even if it's the Chuyah, you would allow it.
Right, because the Radvaz is interesting. The Radvaz is saying a kula here to follow the choila, and he goes out by saying, but don't think I'm saying hutra. I say the chuya, and I'm still giving you the kula. So
when did the Radvaz live?
When did the Radvaz live? Well, no, look it up, Rabosa. When did the Radvaz live? Rav David ben Zimra. Rabbo shall, Rabbi the Rabbi shall of the Arizal. So no, it's pretty early. When did he live, Rabosai? What does it say on your computers?
I found 1479 in Spain.
1479.
So 1573, and he died in Israel.
So what are you saying, Rabbi Walter?
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's what he—that's all part of Suffolk the Fushos Lahakil. That was the first tshuva here. That's tshuva here, and then he has another tshuva on page 14, going over to page 15. We're now on page 14, on the bottom. She'ela she'shalta, mutar lasas l'chol she'ish bo sakana b'shabbos, dvarim she'ein behem tzorach kol kach. Right? Can we do for a chol she'ish bo sakana things that ain't bo tzorach kol kach? What does that mean? Tshuva. Dover zeh, machlokas ben aposkim, v'anim min ha'makilim. Is docha Shabbos? Teda shere shochte l'chol b'Shabbos. We shecht for chol on Shabbos, right? We had the whole discussion. What's the din of if a person's sick and he has an option? One option is to shecht an animal for him on Shabbos, and he'll have kosher meat, but we'll have to do chol Shabbos, right? And Chil Shabbos is a skila. The other possibility is we have a ready-made non-kosh meat that you won't have to shecht. It's ready to go, ready to be consumed. So which one would you give? So we had a whole discussion whether you give, do you do the Chil Shabbos or do you do the Nevela? And we saw that many Rishonim say you do the Chil Shabbos. And other, there are shitas that say you do the Nevela, even though Chil Shabbos is more chomer. It's skila, and the veil is only a lav. But the Maram Rutenberg said because Shabbos is hutra, because nefesh is dechuya. But he's dealing with this question also. So he says, "Arei shochti l'chol shabbos al pi shevshal achilu neveila. Deimel is a lav. Mishum d'dil meyada shehaya neveila v'yikut bo v'yistakin." Because he says that a person don't give him the veil. Why? Because if a person hears that it's treif, it's going to be so repulsive to him that he's eating treif that it will just make him sick. So therefore, even though it's more chomer to shecht, but at least he's eating kosher meat, so let him eat the kosher meat. That's already in the Rishonim we saw. Right? That was one of the shitas that we saw. Odani Omer, betamo shel dover. But now he wants to give a different reason. He says, who is the obligation of the pikuach nefesh on? He says it's not on the chola, ela al kol Yisrael. It's on kol Yisrael ha'omdim alav. It's on everybody. V'kevin shekein einim rashoim lachilu biyadayim devar iser kidei lahakel chol Shabbos mimaleim she'ein omim la'odam chatei kidei sheyizka chavercha. Right? There's a famous Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos where you say chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha. Meaning, what was the question? The Gemara said that someone put dough into the oven on Shabbos, and it's gonna, if you leave it there, so this guy's gonna be mechal Shabbos. It'll take time till it bakes, but it's a potential chil Shabbos. So I see it there. So what do I do? Am I allowed to take it out? Am I allowed to take it out of the oven? So therefore, it won't come to the shear of being a malach of ofa. Or do I say no? I don't have to. And taking it out is an isser. It's not only an isser derabanan. It's less of a problem. So we say chatei. So the Gemara says, would we say chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha? So the Gemara says maybe we don't say chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha. In other words, I don't have to sin to help my fellow Jew. So he says the same thing over here. He says, "Kevin shekei einam rashoim lachilu biyadayim dover iser, kidei lahakel chil Shabbos mealehim, shein omim laodam chatei kidei sheyizka chavercha." Whereas, if I give him the nevela, so I'm causing my fellow Jew to sin, so I won't have to be mechal Shabbos. So maybe you don't say that. That he should sin kidei sheyizka chavercha. In other words, if he'll eat the treif, then I won't have to shecht. I won't have to mechal Shabbos sin. But maybe we don't say that. So therefore, what? You shecht yourself, and therefore the chola won't sin, because if you give him the nevela, he's going to do an isin nevela. So you won't have to mechal Shabbos. That's the concept of chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha. Maybe we don't say that. V'yotzalanu. So now the Radvaz is saying a big chiddush. Say there's no one around. The chol is going to do everything. And he knows that he's not going to be repelled by eating the treif meat. Anyways, he knows that he's sick and he's allowed to, and it's not going to be repulsive to him. So he says, "Mutav sheyochol nevela, or yomer la'akum lenabel." In other words, so then maybe it's better that he should eat nevela. Oh, he could tell a goy to shecht. I mean, it's not real shchita when a goy does it. Lo yishchol hu biyado. The hacha is a lav, hacha is a skila. Umashikosev aram betamosh odover zeh lo nechshav etzli ufa hishavti betamosh odover b'tshuva cheres v'anir lani is daiti kasafti. So he says, If there is another Jew there, so then the Jew should shecht, because this reason is not given in the Rishonim. We see different reasons given why to shecht. He's saying the reason is because if you give him, because the chov of pikuach nefesh, is not only on himself, it's on every Jew to save the guy's life. So you don't tell me to that I have a right to give him nevela, so that means he's going to sin, so I shouldn't have to do malach of Shabbos. He's not mechuyev to do that. So therefore we say, you mechal Shabbos for him, so this way the chola doesn't have to sin. And then he says, if the chola is there alone, then and he's not going to get sick, he's not going to be repelled, then he himself could just take the nevela. Because in the end of the day, Shabbos is an issaskila. If someone else is there, so then the other person should shech for the chola. Then he should shech for the chola, because if he doesn't, that means he's going to tell the chola, here, take the nevela, this way I won't have to shech. Well, you don't have a right to tell somebody to do an avera to save you from a bigger avera. So this. So therefore, if you're there, then you shecht, and don't give him the vela. But if you're not there, he could take the vela. So this is a fascinating pshat from the Radvaz. Fascinating.
Rabbi, aren't there sheets also hold that even lechatchila you should rather shecht for him, because every kazayis of the vela he eats is going to be
So that's the Ran. But he says, Mashakosav Haran, lo nisyashav etzli. Right, the Ran says that it's better to shecht, because shechting you do one time. So even though it's a nisaskil, it's one time. Nevela, every kazayis with kazayis. So apparently the Radvaz maybe doesn't like that pshat. So in other words, the pshat he likes is to do the skila, because this way you have a chiv to save his life, so do the skila. And you don't say, well, let me get out of it by giving him the nevela. Okay.
Isn't that part of the part of this whole idea of not having multiple yisurim? Isn't that part of the rationale for allowing the chiras chometz to someone who's going to sell chometz on Pesach? A supermarket that's going to sell chametz.
Yeah, no.
If there's any tachlis in doing mechiras chametz for it,
right?
Isn't that also because you'll only have? It's better to have one isser, I think, having chametz in his possession to many isurim of Geneva. Something like that.
You're getting into a separate issue. Okay, we'll talk a different time on that. Bez Hashem, starting tomorrow, we're going to do some tshuvas about Yishuv Hadas. In other words, what's the din if somebody Chas Shalom is dying, and would we let relatives travel to see him, even though they're not going to necessarily save his life, but they're going to give him Yishuv Hadas. They're going to give him Yishuv Hadas. What's the status of giving someone Yishuv Hadas for a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana? Even though it might, you know, is that some type of heter or not? So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start from the Beis Yehuda, starting on page 16 is the Sharblat, and we'll continue in this path. Okay, so
maybe don't we say also by if you do say someone is going to shmat himself.
Yeah, so we're going to see when do we say when we don't. Okay, so Ezra Hagler, have a good day. Usher Shannonbrook, Yehuda Shitris, Avram Levitt, Danny Blue, Dr. Levy.
Please call me Ronnie.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Rav Harari, Ranan Koren, Ruvi Kovri, Rilan Sasson.
Rabbi, what time is Chumash?
Chumash will be tomorrow after the Pikuach Nefesh here. So it's
okay, beautiful.
Shoshana Brook, Rav David Kirsch, Rav Amram Levitt, Rav Matt Lavi, Rabbi Alter, Ezra Hess, Eli Fink, Danny Liu. Okay, so Ezra Hess, Eli Fink, Amos Alter, Rabbi Alter, Rabbi Harari, David Kirsch, Rosh Hashanah, Ilan Sasson, Ruvi Kovri. Okay. Okay, so these are the fascinating truvas from the Radvaz today. Okay, so we'll be at so Bezer Shem tomorrow. We'll continue with these inyanim. Okay, okay, Ilan, Ilan.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Did you have the? You know which packet to send to Daniel Birch?
Yeah. Is it 242?
Let me see.
I think it was what's Mem Gimel 43.
Let me check. Let me see if I can find it.
No problem.
Wait, I'm not finding it yet.
Two forty-two. Okay. Reishman
Beis.
Reishman Beis.
It's packet Hotsah 43, but it's packet Reishman Beis.
Okay, so I sent it to Daniel Birch yesterday.
Reishman Beis.
Reishman Beis, yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, Ilan, my wife already went to work, so the first packet. Do you know, yesterday we started Kachal. That was, I didn't tell you the name. In other words, Kachal is the halachas of the milk in the udder.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, I uploaded the show yesterday,
But it was about Kachal. I don't know if I told you the topic. It was Kachal.
No, I don't think we spoke about the topic, but I heard the shir, so I just...
Yeah, and today was a continuation of Kachal.
Okay. Okay, I'll put it in for sure. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.